John, I've got a great trivia question for you. Name some very deserving individuals who didn't win a Nobel Prize.
Well, let's see. I know Mahatma Gandhi never won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I know there were a lot of famous folks who never won the Nobel Prize for Literature, such as Mark Twain and Leo Tolstoy. How's that for a start?
Good. I'd like to tell you about somebody who not only should have gotten a Nobel Prize in physics, but didn't, but also who would likely have been the second youngest person to ever receive the Nobel Prize. This is Science Matters. I'm Jerry McCoy.
And I'm John Henshaw. So who is this wunderkind and what did he do?
He's somebody whose name may not be familiar to most folks, Henry Gwyn Jeffreys Moseley. By 1914, at the tender age of 26, he had figured out a way to put to rest quickly and finally many of the unsettled questions surrounding one of science's hallmark achievements, the periodic table of the elements.
So the periodic table, that's the thing that's always on the wall of the science classroom in your high school science class that shows all of the elements like oxygen and iron and so forth and how they're arranged in periodic forms.
Right. To appreciate what Moseley accomplished, you have to know how things stood when he showed up on the scene. The table had been under development for about 120 years, dating all the way back to Antoine Lavoisier's famous list of 33 elements.
And Lavoisier's list, that included things such as fire, heat, and light, in addition to actual elements such as gold and copper and tin.
Well, a whole army of scientists had taken part in the effort, and a lot of progress had been made. But there were still a bunch of puzzling issues remaining unsolved.
For instance?
Well, up to that time, elements had been ordered according to their weight. But several elements seemed to be out of order in the table based on their chemical properties. There were holes in the table where it seemed like there should be an element, but none existed. And multiple elements trying to occupy the same place in the table. And then there were several element wannabes.
So what did young Moseley do to help sort out these problems?
Well, Moseley brought physics to what had been exclusively a chemistry problem. Now, while he was working as a research student under the great Ernest Rutherford, physicists know him as the father of nuclear physics, Moseley began probing various elements by bombarding them with high-energy particles and then looking at the X-rays that they gave off. It turns out those X-rays told exactly what element they were dealing with by their nuclear charge. So Moseley confirmed what had been previously supposed, that nuclear charge was the right way to order elements in the periodic table.
Okay, so I can see where this is going. So now that Moseley had developed a definitive way to sort of measure which type of elements he was dealing with, it gave him a way to then correctly order them in the periodic table.
Exactly. So Moseley puts his method to work to several of the outstanding questions surrounding the periodic table. There were 70 proposed new elements competing to fill 16 spots in the table. Moseley showed that many of those were spurious. And additionally, he was able to settle some priority disputes amongst the scientists who had discovered those elements.
And that's what Moseley solved.
Yeah.
So this whole story that you're telling me, I'm thinking back to the day, and this sort of evokes an image of a lot of old gray-bearded, squabbling men arguing about this when in comes a young guy wet behind the ears who quickly resolves all the disagreements.
That's Moseley. One of my favorite stories about him concerns a visit from the French chemist Georges Urbain. Urbain had heard of Moseley's work and came to find out for himself whether Moseley was the real deal. So he hands Moseley a complex mixture of elements and challenges him to identify which elements were present, a task that had taken him several months to accomplish by chemical means. So Moseley disappears for 1 hour and returns having correctly identified not only all the elements that were present, but how much of each one was there.
Okay, so now you've convinced me. Moseley absolutely should have won a Nobel Prize for all of this work that clarified the periodic table. How is it possible that he didn't win one?
Yeah, this is where the story turns pretty sad. Right on the heels of his work, in 1914, World War I broke out. Instead of continuing his research, and against the advice of his family and even the British Army, Moseley volunteered for active service, and he was killed by a sniper's bullet in the battle for Gallipoli at the tender age of 27.
And Nobel Prizes are only awarded to the living.
Yes, unfortunately, in Moseley's case. Moseley had accomplished in 3 years of productive research what many scientists would have been proud to accomplish in an entire lifetime. The chairman of the Nobel Prize Committee said that Moseley's work would have been awarded the Nobel Prize if he had survived. And you know the author Isaac Asimov?
Absolutely.
He had this to say, in view of what he might still have accomplished, Moseley's death might well have been the most costly single death of World War I to mankind in general. As a result of Moseley's death, the British government instituted a policy of no longer allowing its prominent and promising scientists enlist for combat duty in the armed forces.
So this was a loss not only for science, but for humankind.
From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm Jerry McCoy.
And I'm John Henshaw.